Have you ever stopped to consider how much we owe those who have gone before, who have sacrificed everything for Jesus Christ? Of course, we owe Jesus the greatest debt of gratitude because he went to Calvary for us when he didn't have to, except that it was God's will and the only way to buy our redemption. But consider people like the Apostle Paul. Think of him. He was a man who had much of this world's goods and power. He came from Tarsus. You had to prove a certain net worth to live in Tarsus. He had the finest education of the day, studying under the feet of Gamaliel. He had political power, for it says he voted against the Christians whenever he could, voted for their death. He belonged to the most exclusive and highly regarded religious sect of the day, the Pharisees. And yet, when he was smacked down on the Damascus Road by Jesus, he put all of that wealth and prestige and power on the line and said that it was nothing for the sake of knowing Christ. Most people would consider it foolish to do such a thing, but not the Apostle Paul. He suffered the loss of all things for the sake of Christ. Listen to what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 11:22. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in danger of death often. Of the Jewish authorities, 5 times I received 40 stripes, save one. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. 3 times I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen. In perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils at sea, in perils among false brothers, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, cold and naked, besides those things that are without, that which comes upon me daily, the care of all the churches. You see, the Apostle Paul suffered much for the sake of Christ and for our sake. And when we think the going gets rough, we must consider the suffering and the zeal of those who have gone before us. I think today we should pray that God will help us make footsteps for those behind us. Will we suffer any loss for the sake of Christ and the kingdom of God? I ask myself that frequently. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the sacrifice of Jesus. I thank you how you suffered your own son, your only begotten son, to be mistreated and suffer so terribly for our sake. I thank you, Jesus, that you went through all of that. I thank you for your servant, the Apostle Paul, who brought the gospel into the world. His writings and his work laid the foundation for what we believe about being a Christian. I pray you would help us make some footsteps for others, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, amen.